Women parliamentarians have been denied the right to enter the parliament and be sworn in if they wear a headscarf. So that debate rages from Muslim Turkey and Tunisia to secular France and America. Critics continue to see the hijab as a symbol of oppression, of subservience to a male-dominated culture. Yet increasing numbers of women see the hijab as a symbol of freedom, as well as a bridge between their religious tradition and the realities of modern life. And so, for example, many young women in America and Europe whose parents may not have worn the hijab are taking the hijab, and we see them in our major universities, in our schools, in our societies. A primary area of substantial change is the status of Muslim minorities. There are more Muslim minority communities globally than at any time in history. In contrast to the past, most are permanent communities whose members have settled in other countries and will not be returning to their countries of birth. Substantial numbers of Muslims today live in a secular Europe and America, where they seek to preserve their faith and identity while accommodating life in Western societies. As religious and ethnic groups before them, Jews, Catholics, a variety of ethnic groups, they have had to struggle with a cross-section of issues. Among them, should the process be one of integration or assimilation? The extent to which their religion is compatible with living in a secular society. How to deal with and resolve conflicts between their Islamic and Western values. How to raise the next generation to be modern American, but also to hold on to their religious and indeed their cultural heritage. Post-9/11, has made the processes of adaptation and change more difficult, as Muslims face those who charge that Islam is incompatible with or a threat to Western societies. And it's compounded by legislation and policies that threaten the civil liberties of Muslims in America and in Europe. The agenda facing Islam in the 21st century is daunting. Unlike Judaism and Christianity that had centuries to undergo their own processes of modern reform, Muslim societies have a far more telescoped, narrower window, narrower time frame. They do so responding not only to the realities within their societies and communities, but also to a Western-dominated world and era of globalization. This isn't like early Islam when Muslims were in charge and expanding and therefore could borrow or not borrow. They were in charge of the process of change. They were the masters. The process of Islamic reform, as reform in Christianity and Judaism, is at times a religious battlefield. The Christian Reformation included bitter and divisive theological debates and religious wars between Catholics and Lutherans, etc. The theological and legal differences are reflected in the many Christian denominations. They're also reflected in Judaism in the range of orientations, including Orthodox, Conservative, Reform, and Reconstructionist Jews. Islam today is at a crossroads. Mainstream Muslims, from conservative to fundamentalist and liberal reformers, argue in debate. Radical fundamentalists or extremists often engage in a holy war that pits Muslim against Muslim, as well as Muslim against non-Muslim. Despite setbacks for more than 14 centuries, Islam has proven vibrant and dynamic, growing spectacularly as a faith and empire from the time of the Prophet Muhammad. Islam's message and way of life has attracted followers of every race and culture, adapting to diverse cultures from Africa to Asia, Europe to America. Unity of faith has been accompanied by a diversity of expressions. In the 21st century, Islam, the second largest and among the fastest growing of the world's religions, faces yet another watershed as believers struggle to implement their faith and practice within the realities of contemporary life. Given the realities of recent history and the nature of many Muslim societies, the challenges are many. The struggle for reform will be religious, intellectual, spiritual, and moral. But it must be a more rapid and widespread program of Islamic renewal that not only builds on past reformers, but also more forcefully follows the lead of enlightened religious leaders and intellectuals. Today, more forcefully and more effectively, engaging in wide-ranging processes of reinterpretation and reform. Like those who have gone before, today's Muslims are guided by their belief in one God, one true God, the Quran, the example of the Prophet Muhammad, as they too seek to follow the straight path, the way of God to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, as the Quran in chapter 42, verses 52 to 53 states.
We genuinely hope you've enjoyed these lectures from our Great Courses series. Our courses are available to order online. Visit our website at www.teach12.com or call our customer service representatives at 1-800-TEACH-12. That's 1-800-832-2412. Thank you very much.